Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of Starship Geek. We're talking about Love, Death, and Robots, Episode 6, When the Yogurt Took Over. So this episode was pretty impossible to cover since it's 6 minutes long. But I'll say my piece on it anyways. When the Yogurt Took Over is based on a short story by John Scalzi. Maurice LaMarche provides narration, while Alexia Dox has a line as a hippie. The same studio, Blow Studio, also made Three Robots, which is kind of a surprise given how this episode is. Now, not a surprise considering that both are very heavily comedy-based, but just a surprise in the fact they are vastly different. The episode starts with the three symbols being a petri dish, a yogurt tub, and a strawberry. We see Earth as LaMarche tells us, when the yogurt took over, we all made the same joke. Finally, our rulers would have culture. Our society is curdled, and we are now the cream of the crop. So the art style here is a hyper-realistic setting with 3D cartoonish people. They all have, like, rounded square heads with flat noses. So, how do we get to the point where we are ruled by dairy products? We knew how, of course. Researchers took DNA and grafted it on bacterium that are normally used to ferment yogurt. One of the researchers took some of the bacillium to her home to make yogurt by herself. June 27th, it became sentient. A woman pours yogurt into a bowl and then pours some cereal into it. The yogurt then uses the cereal to spell out we've solved fusion, and then take us to your leaders. She presents a bowl of yogurt to a conference room full of people. The yogurt is now able to talk by blowing up a bubble and popping it. It says, "We want Ohio." The word Ohio is formed in the yogurt, with the O being a Cheerio. The gathered people all laugh, so the yogurt says, "That's fine. We'll just go to China. They promised us a whole province." This causes the room to go quiet, and we see that Ohio is now called the Yogurt State, and buildings have been replaced with giant yogurt containers. The narrator says that yogurt got a century-long lease on the state, as long as they respect the rights of the humans who live there. The yogurt then presents a formula to eradicate the national debt. It tells the president that he must follow the plan to the letter. Any deviation will cause financial ruin. The president agrees to do the plan. But the politicians don't follow the plan, and within months the economy collapses. Only Ohio remained unscathed. The yogurt is brought back to the president and it says that they did not listen, and they have him sign over control of the country to yogurt. The American flag is replaced by an all-white flag, and protesters hang around outside the White House. One of them is a topless woman with the word freedom written across her stomach. One holds up a sign saying lactose intolerant, and they chant down with yogurt. We see riots and we see a person commit suicide. But 10 years later, humanity is happy, healthy, and wealthy. They do not bother the yogurt anymore, and the narrator says that if the yogurt was so intelligent, wouldn't have known that humans would screw everything up. We see that one of the giant yogurt cups starts to blast off into outer space. The yogurt has now begun to leave for space, and the narrator asks what happens if they never return and they leave us behind. The episode ends with a yogurt ship hitting and destroying a satellite. So I get a lot of the parallels in the episode. It is a very poignant episode, just presented in, obviously, a very comical way. You know, it is a not-so-nice critique on the human race, but probably one that's pretty apt, that if this were to happen, this is probably how it would go down. That you would still get politicians trying to make their own money on things and trying to screw things over, and not really doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is helping the people. And, of course, you would get it where people would protest it, even though what is being presented to them is that things would be much, much better. And it's interesting, of course, that we see like some of the protests happening, even though people from around the world or from around the country can look at Ohio and be like, they're happy, they're successful, but we still don't like it because it's sentient yogurt taking over. So a lot of stuff going down there. And this is another one of those episodes where, even though it is presented as like comical and it's kind of goofy, it is still kind of poignant and still has those points to it where you're like, okay, I see what's going on. I see where they're coming from on a lot of these things. Like, I get it. It is obviously meant to be, you know, satire, which is what the majority of these episodes are. It's kind of stuck in a position there where the next episode that we're going to talk about is one that is very serious. And the one before this was much more kind of gruesome. So it still maintains that kind of flow of having enough space between similar episodes or similar themes that you can enjoy it. And it's, all in all, I mean, it was only a 6-minute episode, but I thought that it was, you know, rather entertaining. So I don't have too much else to say about it other than, you know, we'll be back for the next one, which is probably one of my favorite episodes. This was probably my least favorite episode of the season so far, but only just because of the fact that it's so quick and it, you know, it doesn't really stick with me like the other ones do. So, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one. Bye.